morning, we're in Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph, page Kuf Tet in the Ein Yaakov Avar. I'm going to read again the Gemara that we read before. L'marbe hamisra ushalom ein keitz. Pasuk in Yeshaya says, upon the one with greatness and dominion and boundless peace, which is a nevuah that foretold the birth of Chizkiah. Amar v'tanchum darish bar kavar v'sipori mipnei ma mem shebe'emtza tiva p'tucha v'zostuma mipnei ma kol mem shebe'emtza tiva p'tucha v'zostuma. Why is there what we call a final mem in the middle of the word lamarbe instead of a regular open mem? B'keish HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'asot Chizkiyahu Mashiach v'sancher v'gog magog. Hashem wanted to make Chizkiyah Mashiach and sancherev gog umagog. We saw 2 days ago, Chizkiah was in the middle of the first Beis HaMikdash, before any of the exiles, the Arba Malchus, before Bavel, Paras, Yavan, and Rome, Edom, before any of that. Hashem wanted to make him Mashiach, and he wanted to make Sancherev Gog Umagog. We will talk more later in the Perek about Sancherev and Gog Umagog, both of them. Amra Midat Adin Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Midas Adin said in front of Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Uma David Melech Yisrael Sheamar Kama Shiot Kishpachot Lefanecha. David, the king of Israel, who sang many songs in front of you and many praises, Lo Asito Mashiach, you didn't make him Mashiach. Chizkiah, who did not, who had all these miracles that we talked about yesterday, the miraculous defeat of Sancherev, 185,000 soldiers just died in the middle of the night, and Sancherev ran away, and also that he was healed from, recovered from being on his deathbed, which had never happened before in history, and v'lo amar lefanecha shira, and he did not say shira, taseh Mashiach, you're going to make him Mashiach, l'chach nistatem. Therefore, the mem is closed to say either the plan did not come to fruition, or Chizkiah is not Mashiach. Mashiach has a regular mem, so here used a closed mem, or to say that Hashem wanted to close off the troubles of the Jewish people by making Chizkiah Mashiach, or to say that Chizkiah's mouth was closed and he did not say Mashiach, and he did not say Shira, rather. So Hashem wanted to make Chizkiah Mashiach, and the Midas Hadin said, Chizkiah had all those miracles and he didn't sing Shira to you, so how could you make him Mashiach? As we noted, this requires further explanation, the connection between Shira and Mashiach, and we will discuss that today. Yesterday, we already saw a possible explanation in which Chizkiah, we said yesterday, was that Chizkiah excelled in tefillah. He was somech geula letefillah, but he didn't perfect that. And by not singing Shira, and Shira is connected to Geula, as we say in davening, Shira Chadasha Shivchu Geulim, those who were redeemed from Egypt sang a new song, referring to Az Yashir. So this was an idea that we developed yesterday. Today we'll take a slightly different approach. Continuing in the Gemara, on page Kuf Yud, second line from the bottom, Miyad patcha ha'aretz v'amra lefanav. Immediately the earth opened up and said, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the world, ani omer lefanecha shira tachat tzadik zev aseh Mashiach. I will say shira instead of this tzadik and make him Mashiach. And we'll have to discuss how is that a substitute. How can, if you don't put tefillin on this morning, I'll do it for you. Right? That doesn't work. Right? So, what was the earth suggesting here? Patchav Amar Shira, Lefanav, and it immediately started say Shira, Shedemar, Miknaf Aretz, Mirat Shemano, Tzvilat Tzadik. This is from the ends of the earth, we heard songs, Tzvi Latzadik, which Gemara will darshan, Vigomer, etc. Amar Sar Shalom, Fnekadosh Baruch Hu, the angel who's called the Sar Shalom, said before, Sar HaOlam rather, Sar HaOlam, said before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribonosh HaOlam, Aseis Tzivonosh Latzadik Zeh, do the will of this Tzadik, or do your will for this Tzadik. That's the interpretation of Tzvi Latzadik, because the word Tzvi means, among other things, it means the will, or what someone wants. Yastab Batkol Vamra, Razili. Batkol came out and said, I have my secrets, it's not time now for Mashiach. Amar Navi, Oili, Admatai. So the Navi said, there's a quote from the same Pasuk, Oili, woe to me. In other words, when will Mashiach come? Yastab Batkol Vamra, Bogdim, Bagadu, Beged, Bogdim, Bagadu. Batkol came out and said, again, quoting from the Pasuk, the treacherous have acted treacherously, and the treachery of the treacherous, they have done treacherously. So a lot of treachery. Marava v'itim Rav Yitzchak ad atu bazozi bazozi de bazozi. And Rava explained, or you could say it was Rabbi Yitzchak who explained, that there will be repeated acts of treachery against the Jewish people. The Yad Rama, the Rishon, says, as we mentioned yesterday, that the mem here is closed, unlike the mem of the word Mashiach, which is open. So he explains the discussion that took place afterwards. The Sar HaOlam said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, since Tzidkiah is a complete tzaddik, he should be punished for not saying Shira? And the Bat Kol said, Razili, I have secrets, meaning the Midas Adin doesn't allow Mashiach to come now. He explains what a bat kol is. A bat kol is that any time there's a voice and no vision that goes with it, that's called a bat kol. One interpretation is that it was an angel speaking, or that Hashem himself said this. The bat kol, in the end, the bat kol said that until the nations who are bozazim, who loot the Jewish people, have looted them many times, Mashiach will not come. Ramban is a sefer called Sefer HaGeula, which is focused on things having to do with Mashiach and redemption and so on. So in Shar HaSheni, in this edition, Ramban's original version doesn't have paragraph numbers, but this is in this edition, Shar HaSheni, paragraph Dalid, he says, "V'ulam matzati l'chachamim zichronam l'bracha b'zek kesher tzichim anu latirato." I found something that the chachamim say that we need to explain it. And he quotes our Gemara, "Amru b'gahagadat chelak b'keisha kadosh b'chul asad chizkeo mashiach v'sencher gog magog b'zek inyan nifla." He says this is a wondrous statement. Kasher yanti bo reitiv mekayim dvarim harbe. And when I studied it in depth, I saw that it explains a number of different things. Ki chen timtza otam zichronam l'vracha shehem porsim tamid haktuvim harim al chizkiyahu latid. Find many places, midrashim, where psukim that were said about chizkiyahu, where neviim spoke about chizkiyahu, that the midrashim said it's speaking about the future. And these midrashim use languages such as, in the future Hashem will do such and such. Chizkiyahu, of course, was in the past, before the midrashim. If we looked at the timeline, I should have pointed out, we saw that Chizkiyahu was in the middle of the first base of Midrash, and we saw the Mishnah and the Gemara were written much later than that. The Midrashim that we have also, for the most part, date from the time of the Mishnah and the Gemara, or even a little after. So how could they say, in the future, Hashem will do such and such, when the Pasuk is, the Pshat of the Pasuk is talking about Chizkiyahu. Avamru, and they said, Rabbi Yosef Lili Omer, Af Shmo Shel Mashiach Nikra Shalom, For example, it says the Mashiach's name will be Shalom, Shnemar, Aviad, Sar Shalom, as it's written, Aviad, Sar Shalom, which is the Pasuk immediately before the Pasuk that we just quoted in the Gemara, Lamar Bei HaMisra, L'Shalom Ein Ketz, that's Yishaya Perek Tet, Pasuk Vav, in Perek Tet, Pasuk Vav, in Pasuk Hey, right immediately before that, Chizkiah is referred to as a Sar Shalom. And it's talking about Chizkiah. It was a prophecy about the birth of Chizkiah. So where does the Medrash get that Mashiach's name will be Shalom? Lachein Yirah. So the Ramban says, therefore it appears, Ki etzlam kol ha-parshiot ha-elu asher b'hena nechamot ha-gdolot. In the eyes of the Chachamim, all of these parshios that have the great consolations, nemru le-navi al tzad ha-atid. They actually were said to the Navi regarding the future. L'Yisrael ul-zer David shu emet malkam. To the Jewish people and to the descendants of David, the true king, shu emet malkam le-olam, who will be king forever, meaning his descendants will be kings forever. V'atzad ha-tznai, but when they were said about the future, there was a built-in condition, ha'ita kavanah v'chizkiyahu melech, sort of a conditional application of these nevuos could have been about chizkiyahu melech. Ki im hayu yisrael v'chizkiyahu melech chozrim b'tshuva shema, if they had repented completely, as we discussed in the time of First Beis Hamikdash and Chizkiyahu's father, in particular, the time of terrible Avodah Zarah. Okay, so there was a lot of repentance to be done, and Chizkiyah definitely changed things somewhat. But if they had repented completely, then when Sancheriv came with his allies from many nations, it would have had the same effect as Gog and Magog in the future. Gog and Magog, when again, we'll talk about this later, more about Gog and Magog, but basic idea is that Gog and Magog is an alliance of many nations under one king to fight against Mashiach and Israel. So Sancheriv, the Ramban says, Sancheriv had allies from many nations. It's not stated explicitly in the Psukim, but we find hints to it. The fact that we say that Mara says Sancheriv mixed up all the nations. So presumably along the way, he picked up mercenaries from all the nations. They're always, you know, people who try to, when they see that their country is about to be defeated, they join the other side. Right? So presumably Sancheriv had people from all the nations. So he could have been Gog and Magog. Had the generation of Chizkiyah been worthy, he would have been Gog and Magog. Ach kasher higia azman v'lo nigmar zchutam. But when this time came and their zchus was not complete, ulai gamkin lo nitmaleit satam shel elu, and maybe it also wasn't yet time to punish the nations. Maybe they had not filled their allotted measure of sin before they get destroyed. As we find similarly, that although Bnei Israel wandered in the desert for 40 years because of their sin, but in addition, it, so to speak, happened to be that it was not yet time for the Canaanites to be destroyed. They had not, broken the camel's back yet. And this is just an illustration of how Hashem's plans always work out. And yesterday, Yitzi mentioned the idea that not only our good decisions are really Hashem's will, we can't take credit for them, but our bad decisions also. And was really an idea that we talked about in an earlier share, the idea that although we have free will, but in a way that we can't really understand, our free will always makes us do exactly what Hashem's plan for the world required. That's part of the paradox of of our free will versus Hashem's knowledge. Okay. We have complete free will, and we are rewarded for our good decisions and punished for our bad decisions, but we always do exactly what was meant to happen. Okay. And one explanation that we saw for that was that we talked about it in depth. The idea basically is that if you do tshuva, so you remove your free will from the picture. You say, I'm sorry I made that choice. That was a bad choice. I regret that I made it. You've taken yourself out of the picture. Now all that's left is the deed that happened. I mean, you can't change that. It happened. Right? And since you've removed your free will from it by saying, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that. So now it's just Hashem's will that it happened. And so it all plays into Hashem's plan. Obviously, this is based on Rizal. So it's going to be esoteric, and we'll leave it at that. But the Ramban is saying, what that has to do with this, is the Ramban is saying that perhaps not only Chizkiah wasn't worthy, but it was not yet time to to punish the nations. Therefore, Hashem, or Mishadin, said, we need to draw things out, and Batal Tznai Chizkiah, and the possible application of the psukim to Chizkiah was canceled. And the consolations that were promised were left for one of Chizkiah's descendants who will be Mashiach. Nevertheless, they were partially fulfilled in his time. And that's through the defeat of Sancheirav. Just like Gog and Magog will be defeated sometime in the future, so too Sancheirav was miraculously defeated. This is how Hashem operates with every person in every generation. Hashem is ready to give. We just have to be ready to receive. And so Hashem was ready to give the ultimate good in the time of Chizkiah. He would have made Chizkiah Mashiach. The war of Sancheirav would have been considered the war of Gog and Magog, which again we haven't talked about what that is, but they weren't ready. It wasn't time yet. So Hashem gave a little version of it, whatever they were ready to receive. And it's an important concept. Hashem is always ready to give. We just have to be ready to receive. The commentary on Sefer Geula, the Ramban, called Chazon HaGeula, a contemporary rabbi, I believe, in Detroit, Rabbi Yoel Spurka, recorded him in this year before as well. And he asks on the Ramban says that if they had done tshuva, then it would have been time. Ramban doesn't mention what our Gemara actually says, which is if they had sung Shira, they had sung a song of praise to Hashem, it would have been time. Our Gemara doesn't say anything about doing tshuva. It says that they couldn't be Mashiach because they didn't sing. So he suggests that the Ramban is alluding to an idea that several hundred years later, the Maral would write about. So, let's see the Maral. The Maral appears in two places, one in his commentary in our Gemara, the other in greater detail in Sefer Netzach Yisrael, Perek Mem Gimel. So, I'd like to go through that whole chapter where the Maral explains our Gemara piece by piece. The Maral has a unique vocabulary, a unique way of saying things. And so he starts out by saying that the idea of perfection, well, we know that there's koach, which means potential, where koach also means strength or power, but in this context, where koach means potential, and there's poal, that which is actually carried out. Everything exists either in potential or it's actually carried out. he says, by definition, something that is only exists in potential is incomplete, and once it's been carried out, it's complete. Or maybe not everything that's carried out is complete, but everything that's complete is carried out. It's finished. So he applies that concept to our Gemara, and he says that Chizkiah had features that made him fit to be Mashiach. He lived in the time of Sancheirev, where, as we saw, he collected lots of nations and came to attack the Jewish people, just like Gog and Magog will do. And so the stage was set. We also saw yesterday Chizkiah was a person full of many merits that were, that stood out. They stand out in history. He's the greatest king, the greatest tzaddik among the kings other than David and Shlomo. And we discussed yesterday in more detail. So he says that there's more to Mashiach than just subduing the power of the nations of the world. When the Mashiach represents completion, the completion of the world. When Mashiach comes, it will be the end of days. We'll move to a new stage of existence, the completion of the world. When Chizkiah experienced a miracle, he should have sang Shira, because a miracle, what's a miracle? It's a departure from nature as we know it. And that departure, the miracle, also represents the perfection of the world, because the world's amazing. Nature as we know it is amazing. Amazing things happen, but miracles are required to reach the complete perfection of the world. Their nature has its problems too. So the miracles that happened represent, or they are, the perfection, just like Mashiach coming will represent perfection. And song also represents perfection, because perfection, we said, is things that have happened as opposed to things that could potentially happen. Song, what's a song? You have this great feeling in your heart, something amazing happened, and you have a great feeling in your heart, is only that praise of Hashem is only in potential. When you burst into song, that's the actualizing, making that potential reality. Okay. Just like the miracle is making the potential that's in nature, that naturally doesn't always come out, making that a reality. And Mashiach is making the potential, the time of Mashiach is when all the potential that's in the world will come to reality. All the good things. So they go together. Mashiach, miracles, and song.
Miracles outside of Tavai.
That's what he said.
Say everything's a miracle.
The Ramban does say those words, that everything's a miracle. Okay. But we discussed in this year before, I can refer you back to the tapes, that Ramban is taken out of context of the complete writings of the Ramban, where it's a much more refined concept than that.
Splitting in the Red Sea was a potential that...
No, that's actually a good example. The sea was doing great things. The sea does great things, right? But it happened not to be doing what the world needed at that moment, because the sea was sitting there doing what the sea is supposed to do, but the world at that moment needed the sea to do something different, which was split. So the miracle, but the potential for the sea to split was built into creation. And it's explicitly stated that Hashem made a condition with the sea at the time of creation that when the time comes, you will split. So that's actually a perfect illustration of this idea, I think. So Chizkiah, even though he was a great tzaddik, but he never brought all of his potential out, and therefore he didn't sing Shira, because Shira is bringing out all the potential praise of Hashem that's inside of us, we bring it out through Shira. And he gives a completely different interpretation of why the mem is sealed, the mem of Lemarbe, which is alluding to Chizkiah. It's a closed mem to say that Chizkiah also, he remained closed. His potential never came out. And because his potential never came out, he couldn't be Mashiach. But then he says, it's not that Chizkiah didn't want to sing Shira. It's not that Chizkiah was oblivious to Hashem's miracles and didn't give thanks and just ignored what was going on. Rather, Chizkiah didn't sing Shira because Chizkiah understood that it wasn't yet the time. The potential was there, but Chizkiah himself knew that it was not time for the potential to be fulfilled. And so Rabbi Spurka wants to use that idea of the Maral to explain the Ramban. The Ramban says it didn't happen because they didn't do complete tshuva. Our Gemara doesn't mention anything about tshuva. But this idea at the Maral says that Chizkiah didn't sing because he knew it wasn't yet time, could be because he knew they had not done complete tshuva. And if you learn Tanakh, you see that the idolatry existed before Chizkiah and it continued after Chizkiah. Both his father and his son were among the two worst idolaters of the entire period of the kings of Yehuda, of the first Beis Hamikdash. So that was never cleansed from the world, well, up to that time. So Gemara continues that the earth said, well, let me sing Shira instead of Chizkiah. Why? Now, the idea of the earth singing, could mean the angel of the earth singing, could mean that in some way the earth sings. We can't hear it. We don't understand it, but Hashem, that's Hashem's problem, so to speak. Hashem's business to understand how the earth is singing. So however you understand it, the earth said, let me sing instead of Chizkiah. Well, how can, you can't put on tefillin for me. How could the earth do Chizkiah's job? So the Maral explains that Chizkiah didn't sing because Chizkiah knew that he was not yet perfect enough to bring all the potential out into reality. However, the earth has a much lower threshold. The earth was created so that human beings could live on it and be righteous. Pasuk says, "Va'aretz natan livnei adam." Hashem gave the earth to mankind, a place for us to live. So the earth's potential is realized when there's a tzaddik living on the earth. So the earth was saying, it's true, Chizkiah's potential has not been fulfilled, but my potential has been fulfilled because Chizkiah lives on the earth, on this earth. I can't get any higher than that. So there is perfection in the world. It's my perfection, the perfection of the earth, because I have a tzaddik living on me. So that is the idea of the earth proposing to sing instead of Chizkiah. Nevertheless, Hashem said, I have my secrets, it's not time. There has to be bazoze ubazozi de bazozi, looters and looters of looters, which we saw one explanation was that the Jewish people will be oppressed and looted many times, which certainly has happened. The Maral explains it means the looters will be looted. So Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar, looted the Jewish people. Persia looted Bavel. Greece looted Persia, Alexander the Great and his successors. And then Rome looted Greece. So that's the looters and the looters of the looters. That is how the Maral explains. Now, we have to understand, Chizkiah was in time of the first Beis Hamikdash, before any of these four kingdoms. The existence of these four kingdoms, Babel and Persia, Greece and Rome, is the Medrash foretells this in the very first sukkim of the Torah. Ba'aretz hayta tohu vavohu v'choshech apnei p'tahom. Medrash Rabbah darshens these psukim about these four kingdoms. Ba'aretz hayta tohu zomachut bavel, and brings a pasuk from Yirmiyah. Vohu zomachut madai, which is a media, which is Persia. V'choshech zomachut yavan, Al Pnei Tehom, Zo Malchut Harsha'ah, the evil empire, which means Rome. How could Mashiach come before all of that was fulfilled? Before it even started. It's before, even before Babel. So a couple different approaches, briefly. One, Maral himself says in Sefer Ner Mitzvah, that the different kingdoms represent different midos, different attributes of people. So even if the kingdom of Babel never existed, the attributes that Babel represents, the attributes that Persia represents, as we've discussed on other occasions, they're represented by different animals. Like different animals have different attributes. For example, Persia is represented by the bear, which Chazal interpret as a constant appetite for physical pleasures. So even if the kingdoms didn't exist, but the midos, the attributes that they represent, existed, and if the world had come to perfection in the time of Chizkiah, those kingdoms would never need to exist, because the attributes that they represent would already have been put in their proper place and conquered. This really answers another question, which I said several approaches, but maybe it's all really the same approach. If the second pasuk in the Torah alludes to the four kingdoms, then where's our free choice again? Right. We're already told that history is going to go through all of these kingdoms. They're already at the time of creation. It was already built in. So where's our free choice? Because these kingdoms come because of our sins. But if we're told prophetically it's going to happen, right. So it's the same question again about free choice and about free will and Hashem's knowledge. But I saw someone who says, I don't remember where, that essentially the same idea they just said from the Maral. The Medrash is foretelling how the world is built. The world is built with the powers, these powers in them represented by these four kingdoms. If we merit, that's sort of the default. What this commentary, I don't remember who it is, says, is the default condition is that the world will exist for 6,000 years and will go through these four kingdoms and so on. But if we merit and we channel those forces in a different way, we could make it all end earlier. We know the idea, it's a famous idea. Mashiach can come either at the fixed time or earlier. And the idea is, if we do what we're supposed to do, then Mashiach will come earlier. So if we conquer the forces that these kingdoms represent without these kingdoms ever happening, of course now it's too late, they've happened. But in Chizkiah's time, it wasn't too late, it was before it ever started. They could have channeled those very same attributes that those kingdoms represent into the right way, whatever that was supposed to be. And through a complete tshuva, would have brought the world to perfection, where they would have sang song of praise to Hashem for the miracles that happened, and history would have ended right there without the necessity for all of the troubles that we've gone through. There are other ways to understand this Gemara, and in Rosh Hashem, we will talk about it more next week. Have a good day.